Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is
castles
on.
Castles made of sand go out to sea, eventually. We're still counting the sandcastles that were dissolved into ocean floor by the red wave that made landfall November 5th. Jesus said something about the folly of building on sand. Did he not now? Why does multiculturalism always exclude American Christian culture? And why is racism bad except when it's against whites? And why are bigotry and prejudice despised except when the bigotry is against white, Christian, or males? And the biggest mystery is why whites don't care. Let's talk about the slave mentality. And what's to be done about it? Demented Dems continue their insurrection scheme uncovered. A plot to refuse confirmation of the Electoral College vote and force install Harris. Who's behind all this, really? Shocking revelations regarding fiendish Fauci. The noose is tightening on child and sex trafficking. And Fannie. Judge rules Fannie must testify under oath about her alleged misconduct in pursuing Trump on RICO charges. And this has hit all the news outlets, friends. They're really concerned about this. Oops. Apparently, Biden was a bit careless in his Hunter pardon. It only includes crimes committed from 2014 through his presidency. Turns out we have photos of Joe and Hunter meeting with Chinese President Xi in 2013. Oh, no. Once again, it sounded ludicrous to me. Canada becoming the 51st state? What? And then, you know, the purchase of Greenland? Okay. A little Louisiana purchase going on here. Great LOL posts, right? Turns out Trump is serious. Oh yeah. And that bit about repossessing the Panama Canal? Canadian business tycoon Kevin O'Leary wants to kick it around with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Kick what around? Huh? Apparently, he says that at least half of Canadians are interested in becoming the 51st state of America. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. Jimmy was the first rapper, really. I prefer the way Jesus put it, though. Whatever you build on sand will not stand. Only what's built on the rock, which is Christ, by the way, will endure. Solid rock truth, you know, like God made man, male and female, created he them. Genesis 1:26-27, sandcastle fantasy. Men can become women, women can be men, men can have babies. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, wouldn't take much of a wave at all to carry that one away. Just a little truth without nonsense. Common sense wipes that away. Solid rock truth. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Sandcastle political theory. Rights are enjoyed to the pleasure of government rulers. What? Good night. You got all kinds of founders turning around in their grave right now. Solid rock truth. Government derives their just powers by the consent of the governed. Sandcastle fantasy. There are no such things as natural or God-given rights or God-endowed rights. All rights are contractual and defined by lawyers and politicians. Oh, mercy. No, thank you. Solid rock truth. The God of Israel said, "The rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." 2 Samuel 23:3. Sandcastle vanity. Whoever holds the power defines justice, and men rule by cowering subjects to serve them out of fear. Yeah. Well, we're not going to put up with that here. From open borders to releasing criminals onto our streets to stealing the voice and vote of the people, you get the idea. All of these are sandcastles, and they will all fall. They'll all move out to sea. They'll all slip into the sea, eventually. And eventually, it's like right around the corner. So, hey, MAGA, keep sending the waves of truth pounding the shores where these sandcastles are built until they all become nothing more than ocean floor. All we have predicted is coming to pass. But we are not yet fully rid of these castles. The castles of the perverts of Belgium, for example. That might be a bit inside for some of you, but hold on, you'll get it later. We are still counting the sandcastles that were dissolved into ocean floor by the red wave that made landfall on November 5th. Jesus said something about the folly of building on sand. Did he not now? Why does multiculturalism always exclude American Christian culture? Why is racism bad except when it's against whites? Why are bigotry and prejudice despised except when aimed at whites, Christians, or males? And the biggest mystery, why don't whites care? Let's talk about the slave mentality. I was asked once by a black man, a brother, in a friendly conversation, why don't whites get angry when we call them white crackers or honkies and stuff like that? And I said, you know, I never really thought of it. And then he said to me, that's my answer. And he elaborated a little bit, honky, white cracker, these things don't bother you guys because you don't really care. And I responded, we got a little bit of a conversation. I said, look, white culture, we use a lot of stereotypical language. And it's not, we don't take it real seriously. It's just like using, I don't know, hyperbole to describe the sky or something. And I think we understand it. So if you call us white cracker, we go, yeah, crackers are white. So yeah, okay. I mean, it doesn't bother us. Many whites have bought into racial guilt tripping, however. So things are changing on this matter. Mario Nafal calls Indiana University, that's IU, woke university. The university provides a course titled Understanding Diversity in a Pluralistic Society. It divides society into two categories, dominant identity and subordinate identity. Sounds like the Muslim system, the Hindu class system, maybe an old English feudal kind of class system. From a Christian perspective, there are no set class distinctions. The only people who think in these categories are ones that become concerned about how they're perceived by others. Look, anytime your self-perception is controlled and defined by what you think others think about you, well, you're exercising a slave mentality. And the globalists want to get us all thinking in terms of a slave mentality. They, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, the children of disobedience operating under the influence and often the control of the Antichrist spirit, always trying to push us into a category of servitude to the elite. Well, they're trying to push us into a slave mentality. Don't buy in. And this is what happens when others define you or you let them define you. Many whites are being beaten down into this slave mentality. And that's by design, by the way. They succeeded at beating down other cultures into this slave mentality, and they want to get us too. But they're having a difficult time with Christianity. You see, because our identity is founded upon the solid rock truth of Christ's love. We identify in a class, if you will, of people who are loved by the one true and living God who commands us to love all, to love others also. How has black or to a lesser extent brown culture developed this kind of slave mentality? Well, first, not all have. I mean, not all, even if they're not Christians, have bought into this. But if you engage with a genuine Christian of any ethnicity, or they don't have, or they soon grow out of, that sort of slave mentality syndrome, the more they identify themselves in Christ and Christ in them, the more free they become. Because, you see, that's what truth does. It makes us free. It causes us to become increasingly desensitized to stereotypes, racial slurs, and junk like that. We just become unresponsive to it. Christianity has that effect on all of us. A whole lot of the current racial nonsense we are seeing on the left is agitated by lies spat from hell into the hearts of these wicked people, saying that the reason for slave mentality is that Long ago, some of our ancestors were kept as slaves, and so the slave mentality has been passed down. Nah, it's only passed down if you accept it. So anyway, they think the way to fix this is to turn the tables. Make the whites feel like slaves. Get them thinking like slaves. And you know what will really happen? You know what the real end game there is? So that we're all thinking like slaves. The Indiana University course requires whites to self-identify as oppressors. No, I'm not kidding. White students in this class are required to openly confess and own that they, because they're white, they are an oppressor. They have to admit that. That's part of the exercise of the class. They're being forced to accept an identity imposed on them as oppressors or whatever, entirely on the basis of the color of their skin. There's zero reference to any behavior at all. Nobody's asked, have you done anything racist lately? We in our Christian culture do not identify with people who kept slaves. We don't get our identity from anyone else, really. No one should allow anyone else to define them. You define yourself, and you don't do that by skin color. You do it by character. What inspired me about King's statement was the Christian truth of it. I have a dream, he said, that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I was 12 years old when I heard King give this speech, and I can remember it like it was yesterday, the force it had upon my mind and my heart. It had a huge impact on me. I mean, just the simple, elegant justice of it, the truth of the statement. I remember thinking, that's right, yeah. No one should be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It was and is a Christian sentiment. You won't find it in any other culture. I should say, you will not find it to be indigenous to any other culture. It's just not there. And so, are you saying that your culture is superior? Well, yeah. And so does everyone else. Everyone believes that it is. That's why they want to bring us down so we don't think, it's just, they want what they think we have, but they don't understand what we have is, I don't care what you say about me. That's what we have. Yet they're hypocrites because they are framing all of their judgments and all of their arguments entirely upon the premise that the color of skin is the criteria that defines you. The idea seems to be that if we can just get these whites and these Christians, and those who have worked through obstacles to achieve success in life, if we can just get them to accept as true about themselves what we think is true about them. Well, baloney. I don't accept that at all, and you shouldn't either. That's sandcastle assumptions. If they would accept a genuine Christian ethos, then they could be released from the bondage of subordinate versus dominant identity. That's just dividing and conquering. That's all that's about. It will never work because the fundamental principle of Christian culture is that our identity is shaped by our faith in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and that we share in common with all believers. Okay, my friends, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined, zero support for masks, and scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties, and they're still marching. I trust you enjoyed a wonderful Christmas, and hope you're looking forward to a happy new year. I certainly am. They continue their insurrection scheme. In the brain massage lexicon, remember, they, in a context like this, refers to the children of disobedience. It's a reference to the Psalm 2 ragers, who rail against God and against his anointed, who reject Jesus Christ as Lord, who see themselves as lords. You can look at Jeremiah 2:31 and understand this is an affliction of mind that affects many who call themselves believers. Uncovered, a plot to refuse certification of the Electoral College vote and to force install Harris. The leadership of the Democratic Party openly announces a plan to block the inauguration of Trump on J20 by refusing to certify the Electoral College on January 6th. Many among them want to add force install Harris into the White House. Now, that's actually old news, but increasingly relevant as the day approaches. Because as late as yesterday, that's December 26, 2024, The Hill published an article prepared by an English broadcaster, BBC, Evan Davis, and James Perse Enterprises president, David Schulte, both reputed as legal experts, who outlined a legal path for Congress to refuse certification of Trump's overwhelming victory in both the popular and the Electoral College vote, thereby blocking his inauguration. And then, as I mentioned, many want to allow the Congress to force install, what's her name? Was it Kamala? what do you think about that? No, not my playful and teasing rendering of her name. I'm just goofing off. The idea that the Democrat leadership is actually openly planning an insurrection against the vote of the American people, besides the fact that they will surely muddy the waters with allegations that we did this too. You did that first, which, by the way, is an important reason that we must get to the bottom of the J6 Fedsurrection, because that's what it was. And it'll be proved out if we can ever just get to it and sort it all out. But setting that aside, only for the moment, doesn't this allow that these people, in fact, were the J6 insurrectionists all along? Here they are planning to do in 2025 what they falsely accused MAGA and Trump of doing in 2021. What a fitting conclusion to their coup. They will use Section 3 of the 14th, claiming that Trump committed the crime of insurrection. Now, how do they see this working? They couldn't get his name off the ballots for that, but they think they're going to overturn this massive election supporting Donald Trump? That, my friend, was a referendum on this question, all by itself. So it is hard to take these nut jobs seriously, but watch out for the nut jobs. Crazy people are dangerous, especially dumb ones. And most especially those Mr. Bongino will call the smart dumb ones. Get a load of this crazy chick, Lillian Marie. She posted, quote, kill Donald Trump, kill his VP Vance, kill his cabinet picks. That is the only way to save the United States of America. That is the only way to save this nation. I lose, she writes, if I stand by quietly. There is no victory condition for me if I stay quiet. I support the assassination of Trump, end quote. Now that sounds like a manifesto, my friend. Remember Squeaky Fromm, that crazy Manson family chick that tried to assassinate Gerald Ford in 1975? Yeah. So plan A is to refuse certification of the Election College results. Plan B, Alex says, is to unleash their mobs, Antifa, BLM, the militant Chinese, La Raza, criminal immigrants, the Muslim, jihadists, and launch what Raskin envisioned MAGA would do, and create mayhem and blood in the streets. These people are openly declaring civil war. They just love war. They want another world war. They want to create war scenario here within America as a civil war. What is concerning is the number of people who are taking this seriously. For example, like The Hill, Congress has the power, this is a quote, Congress has the power to block Trump from taking office, but lawmakers must act now, end quote. So what is it that they have to do right now? Actually, that part seemed a bit fuzzy to me. I did read through the article, but I confess I read through it pretty fast. Essentially, the plot is premised on the same argument Democrat Representative Raskin used, Quote, the Constitution provides that an oath-breaking insurrectionist is ineligible to be president, end quote. It does not matter that Trump has not even been justly convicted for this crime. They continue to wrest the sword of Romans 13, justice, and attempt to use it to advance an agenda that is against justice, against the American people. The Democrats consistently rule contrary to the people. They don't want your junk. Didn't you hear us? They're so full of hypocrisy, it's really galling. These are the same people who howled about Americans refusing to accept the results of an election. Well, that was vindicated by the vote here November 5th, 2024. That was a referendum on that entire question about who was supposed to be and who is supposed to be president. Thank you, God, for undressing these hypocrites and exposing their hypocrisy butt naked to the world. Do you realize that the only allegations of voter fraud in the 2024 election have been on the Democrat side? And yet they lost? And they lost hugely? You notice they haven't thrown up any allegations of voter fraud to support the idea that Harris actually won. You see, to throw out the vote of the American people would be a blatant dismissal of the consent of the governed principle. They have no qualms about overruling the vote of the American people. This truly is a battle for where is the center of power in America. Is it with lawyers, today's scribes, the politicos, today's Pharisees, or is it with the people? Now, this is a question that will be decided by the people as we go forward. Fortunately, at present, it does appear SCOTUS is of a mind to support the will of the people. Let's hope it stays that way. Although the people have very weak representation in the people's house. You see, they considered it trespassing for the people to enter the house on January 6th in protest. And now they are going to argue that the people trespassed into their power by electing someone they do not like. Imagine the arrogance of these people not welcoming the American people to come in and let their voice be heard. I looked out over the horizon and I've seen a huge wave building outside. I remember I talked to you about how I used to go body surfing and we'd bounce up and down to kind of see out over the waves coming in to check to know if an outside one was riding in and we'd call outside. I'm calling it now. Friend, this is better. I'm calling for another clobbering. It's clobbering time, my friends. Get ready for 2026. Shocking revelations about fiendish Fauci. I'll probably have to go into this more Saturday night at around 7 or 8 o'clock for the Brain Massage Live because of time, but just to kind of abbreviate it. RFK tells us that Tony Fauci made sure that none of these children had guardians present. They were tortured in illegal experiments, he brings out. And when they died, their corpses were disposed of in an open pit covered by astroturf. Ah, this is all coming out. And RFK is not to be gainsaid. Listen, as RFK Jr. prepares for a key role in the Trump administration, globalists like Fauci, I agree with Jim Ferguson, should. He says could. I say they should certainly face prosecution for crimes against humanity. A day of reckoning is coming. I continue to be concerned that no one has been brave enough to warn Trump of the political backlash that is building up against the mRNA vaccines. Someone needs to advise him at least to prepare some kind of statement that he can drop now and then in a soft sort of way that would shield him from being accused of using his presidential influence to push the pharmaceuticals to move too fast. That's what they're going to try. He didn't do that. But that's what they're going to try to say. Bank on it. Of course, the saving grace for him is that he never approved of vaccine or mask mandates. This has never stopped the wicked lunatic left from pressing an allegation before, however, now has it? And it won't stop him this time. Get a load of this. The COVID-19 jab, I'm quoting, is now confirmed by the nation's highest health agency to have killed people, end quote. And attached to this, X, and I don't have the name of the person who gave it. It's in my notes, but I can't go looking for it right now. Attached is a report from a Fox News anchor saying the CDC is now saying there have been enough cases of people who have had the vaccine, received the vaccine, and then suffered a stroke, end quote. And she goes on to explain, so now the CDC has opened an investigation to query whether there is any relationship between the vaccine and the strokes. Now, class, I brought this to your attention for a reason. You cannot leap from ex post to conclusion. Be responsible. Listen, I get it. I recently confused Hanukkah with Purim. It didn't compromise the point I was making, but I made that mistake. That's a bit different, of course, because here the CDC has not confirmed this. They have only decided to investigate it. That kind of thing happens quite often. You need to watch out for it. My friends, I need to come to a conclusion here, but listen, 359,000 children are listed on the FBI's missing children list, and that's only since 2022. That many since 2022. And I've got some links in my notes you can use to do a deep dive research on this. I think you'll find it all quite interesting. But as I conclude, understand there are quite a few biblical warnings to consider here. First of all, the Bible does warn us that it's a shame to even speak of what these people do in secret. And there's a reason for that. You do have to take care here, because speaking of the stuff they do in secret actually is used by Satan as a temptation and an enticement upon the mind and hearts of these wicked people to embrace that kind of thing or to begin to adjust to it and accept it. It's what happened with homosexuality. We started talking about this a whole lot, and now we're at a place where we're openly embracing, that is, as a culture, embracing this stuff. We don't want to see that happen here. On the other hand, there's another side to this. There's also the command to reprove the things that they do in secret, to shed light on it. So it's, you know, be balanced and be appropriate. But believe me, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:14, for example, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And that's Ecclesiastes 12:14. And then 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. Matthew 10:26, fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. And Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. I'll speak to this tomorrow Saturday night. The biblical principles that guide us and govern us in talking about these things these people do in secret. But I must bid you adieu. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on. Call me by dialing 1-805-314-2114 or email me. Go to brainmassage.net. Click on the contact button and then send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.